ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Refresh us, Lord. Refresh us. Bring your refreshing to us and do it deeply in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Our dear Father, we thank you, for it is a privilege and an honor to be here again. We ask you to please help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
At this time, as we glean again from the pages of the scriptures, illuminate us afresh.
Amen.
Refresh us again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated. Thank you very much for... I thank our brother and the rest of our friends for the privilege I'm given today to be able to share God's word. It's my prayer that we'll all be encouraged and blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, we know that the singular purpose why we are here together is for the purpose of soul winning. We have a mandate to get the gospel out and to bring in souls. We believe that God, who has been helping us, will continue to help us in Jesus' name. Can we just take that song twice again? Oluwa Eshe Ogenedo. I just feel refreshed by this song. Let's take it about twice again. Oluwa Eshe Oluwa wa wa ema she Oluwa she e she Oluwa ema she Oluwa she protecting us. Is greater than any devil, call any virus. Thank you, sir. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Today we want to consider the potency of timely work. The potency of timely work. The potency of timely work. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Again, I thank the Lord for this privilege It's not a right, it's a privilege whenever we are granted space to preach or teach God's word. My prayer is that myself and yourself will be fired up again.
Amen.
The potency of timely work. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and will somebody help me with every translation in the house, verse 1.
We then, as workers together with him,
as workers together with him,
that he receive not the grace of God in vain.
Thank you.
For,
okay, verse 2. Read
for
verse 2.
And as LD, in a tent accepted, and in the day of salvation, have I called Eddie.
Okay.
Behold, now is the accepted tent.
Aha.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Behold, now is the what? Is the accepted time. Is that not what he first said?
Yes.
Now is the accepted time. He said now is the what?
Day
the day of salvation. When is the day of salvation?
No.
When is the day of salvation?
No.
When is the accepted time?
No.
Now. The potency of timely work. Let me begin from here that nothing works until you work it. Nothing works until you walk it. You see, if you don't study the Bible well, you will think God is the only worker. If you are not careful, you will think God is the only worker. Mm-mm. How does verse 1 say? He said, we then as what?
Workers.
Workers.
Together.
Workers together. Together. So God's work become unaccomplished if I don't work. Jesus said, I must work. The works of him that sent me. I may work. Not peradventure I should work. I must work. I think that should be John 9:4. I must work. I must. He gave me a work, but I must work it. If I do not work his works becomes undone. I must work. I must. I must. You see, may God reveal more to us the revelation of our I must. May we understand the must in our duty. You see, when you say I must, it means irrespective of your tiredness, irrespective of circumstances, when the revelation greets you that it's a must, whether there is a vehicle or no vehicle, I must, whether there is fuel or no fuel, I must, because if I don't walk, his works becomes undone. I'll let you, as fellow friends in Christ, want you to see that in the beginning, God started by walking. The opening of scripture is walk. The opening of scripture is walk. And I found out that the close of scripture ended with what? Grace. Is that not so? Revelation chapter 22. How does the last verse read it? Yes?
The grace of our Lord
Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I found out that grace is an empowerment to walk. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God, yet I labor more than they all. Now imagine 2 Corinthians 6:1 said that ye take the grace of God not in. That means put the grace to work. Grace becomes disgrace when there is no work attached to it. There is the work as a result of the empowerment of grace. Grace does not make you sit down and say, oh, we just thank God for grace. No, that's not grace. Real grace manifests in work. It's not self-work. It's not work out of personal effort. It's the empowerment of grace. In the beginning of scriptures, we found out that God opened the book of all times, called the Bible, he opened it with work. In the beginning, God created. God created. Until he created, nothing will exist. Until he created, there will be no heavens and the earth. He created. And then we found out that something happened in verse 2, which shows that it was not God that made that verse 2 to happen. And the earth was void and without form. It wasn't God. Something has happened because Satan has been sent down. Between verse 1 and verse 2, a lot is there. And then we find God again, because you know that verse 2 and verse 3 and going on like that, you find out that it's a restructuring program. It's a reordering program. That's why if you read from verse 2, you find out that God never said again that, and God made the mountains, and God made waters. No, no. He had already created the heavens and the earth where mountains and waters are. And in the verse 2 on, you see him started making restructuring. He never created mountain again. You never hear that the Bible says, and he created the mountains. No. He didn't say, and he created the waters. We know God created water. Water didn't just evolve. Amen?
Amen.
So he had made that. So, but everything was in a pandemonium. Now he's restructuring. Let the firmament separate this. Let the this. Now God went to work for anything to work. God went to work for anything to work. And when God finished all his works, he needed something on the earth. Let me use the word something. He needed something on the earth to keep that place working. God said, I can't leave it like this. I need to put a worker on the earth. And God said, let us make man in our image, that he may dominate. And when we see him, gave Adam work. So work is not a cause. It is the essence of existence. Work is not a cause. It is the essence of existence. He gave him work to do. He put him in a garden. He gave him job schedules. Keep the garden, dress it. And he said, rule the earth, subdue it. That's a serious work. So if Adam had not fallen, who was to do the rest of putting the earth in this right shape? It was supposed to be Adam. There are so many things God put in Adam that Adam was supposed to cause to bear, but the fall truncated. You see, what we see on the earth today is not the real thing Adam wants to put there. The things we see today that we call, ooh, hey, if we had left Adam to walk, according to what God put in him, you will have seen mysteries on the earth. God began and put him in a garden. He began first by revealing himself to him. If Adam finished all of the discipleship process, he will be sent out of that garden. He will establish the earth, because the job jurisdiction is what? Replenish the earth, not the garden. So garden was a place of grooming, training, discipleship. God was coming in the cool of the day to do what? To reveal himself. So Adam was, you find out that when Adam was made, Adam did not know good and did not know evil. Do you know that?
Yes.
You know Adam knew, all Adam knew was God. He didn't even know what is good. Because if he knew what is good, he should know he needed a wife. Bible says it was God that said it's not good, not Adam. He didn't have the knowledge of what is good. And he don't even have the knowledge of what is bad. All he had knowledge of is God. And God knows good and evil. Because if you read Genesis 3 verse 22, you will see the statement of God. God was taking Adam through a process and a discipleship. But he first gave him work. You see that? And every man who fell or went back into sin is because they stopped working the works of God. When did David fall? When kings ought to go to war, he was found sleeping. That's when he saw Bathsheba. Idleness. Samson left the place of his assignment and started going on tour program. Go and read your Bible, book of Judges. Visiting unnecessary places, that's when you find, and he found a woman in the valley of Sorek. Idleness. Idleness is terrible. It can, idleness leads to wastes. I was shocked in the parable of Jesus. He gave 5 talents, 3 talents, 1 talent. Is it? No, 2 talents. And 1, 5, 2, 1. The other one that they gave 5 went to work with the 5. Is that not so? The other one that they gave 2 went to work with the 2. The other one that they gave 1 did not lose that one, though, only kept it. I was thinking if he had lost it, that maybe. No, they say he didn't lose it. He kept it. He said, you know, I just kept it. I was shocked that they didn't give that one back to the one that had 2. Who did they give? The 5. He said, work. They should give one add two now. Yeah, it will need five. But you add five more. But you not find any. No, they gave one add five. Because the one that add five didn't make it eight. He made it ten. So until you are baptized with the revelation of work, you will give excuses and unnecessary reasons. If you do not understand our work to rescue the younger generation from the decadence that is imminent, when that understanding has not gripped you, you will not see the reason to work. Nothing works until you work. God knows until he works, nothing can work. And the beautiful thing is this. Paul the apostle now said, we then as workers together. So God needs me. That's a high privilege, though. Mark 16:20. Mark 16:20. Please, brother John, help me with time. Once my time is up, please help me. They went forth. They preach everywhere.
The Lord
working with them. Start again all over.
And
they went forth. They preach everywhere. Excuse me. They went.
And preach everywhere.
They went where?
They went forth.
They went
where? Forth.
The Lord went forth. The Lord went forth. Who went forth? They went forth. Having understood what job description they were given, they went forth. Yes, they also what?
And preached everywhere.
They preached everywhere.
The Lord working with them.
The Lord working with them. The Lord working for them.
No.
The Lord working for them. The Lord working with them. With them. What will with them means? Wherever they have not walked, God will not walk there. Is that not so? If it's the Lord work with them, if we are together, it means wherever I have reached is where you will reach. Is that not so? Where I have not reached, will you reach there? Somebody, there is this argument in missions. If God wants to reach an Islamic country, why is it taking 1,000 years? Because we have not gone there. Until we decide to die, to enter Iran, God won't step there. See, some people think that we are hearing about the miracle of the Iranian church. Amen.
Amen.
Real true update of missions is that missionaries are among them. No. God, the Holy Spirit doesn't work in a vacuum. I remember this ministry. I've forgotten their name. I still have the material with me. List of missionaries and pastors in Iran that were killed. With names. Who had labored in that land. So until we go there, God's work is limited. Revival doesn't just erupt. It takes, and they went forth. Having understood the assignment, and they went forth. And they preach everywhere. The Lord working with them. The Lord working with them. Not the Lord working for them. It's with them. With them. With them. Sometimes when the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me, I will cry sometimes in repentance and say, it is not God that has the problem. It's me. Do you know sometimes we pray as if God is reluctant for revival? It looks like, God, why are you delaying? Don't you see people are wasting away masturbation? Don't you see fornication everywhere? Don't you see that man killed his wife? God said, you think I'm the one not willing to give revival? Or you are the one that can't believe me enough? I said, Lord, I thought, he said, go and study all the history of revival. And I took them one after the other. I found that some men just said, we will have it here. Because whatever you bind on earth, we will have revival here. God will need it here. It's when, who is the authority on the earth? We are. He gave it to us. He gave it to us. I found out that I'm privileged by God to go to certain places. And when I stand there and I declare the counsel of God, I find revival. Even me, now sit down and say, God, I didn't know you were going to do that. You have a job description. I have mine. Do yours faithfully. Watch me do mine. You know, you say, don't mind people. They are not serious. People are serious. So they've only not seen genuine men. Now is the day of salvation? Did you see it in your Bible? It's now. Do you yet just say, don't say the harvest is what? Yet 4 months. Well, the harvest is what? Ripe. Tire. There's one video that turned me upside down. I've been begging God for help. I've been asking Baba to help me. Marilyn Ickney. I don't know if you have heard about that woman. Marilyn Ickney. She, not too long ago, did a crusade in Pakistan and 1 million Muslims came. Oh my God. When I saw that video, you know, I said, God, kinimun fia ye mishe. Over 1 million. They came in a land where Asia Bibi was almost beheaded because of blasphemy issue. Marilyn Ickney preached Jesus publicly. 1 million came to hear that Jesus of Nazareth. Why? 4 years to that time, she's been praying. So, is there any land that is really hard to enter? It's a lie. So, you see, when I sit down, I tell myself, I have a problem. Until we see the potency of timely work. Timely work means now is the time. If you want to give excuse, you should not be part of it. The souls of these secondary school students are perishing in a fast rate. Satan is almost taking them by storm. Until somebody becomes drunk with the revelation of timely work. That until I do my part, the Holy Spirit is limited. And then see, when you understand that men who commit themselves to work, they save the coming generation. Imagine Paul never wrote all his epistles. And he kept postponing. What you call the Gentile church for which me and you are part, who is the foundation apostle that made you and I to believe? Paul the apostle. He was the one that was sent out to the Gentile world. We are Gentiles. We are not Israelites. Who is the foundation apostle for the Gentiles? Paul is our apostle. He took the gospel to different places and it became the foundational work that the father of missions, you know, laid upon. And at a time the gospel came to Nigeria because they worked. Future generation began to know Christ. You see, I found out that the work me and you do today is not going to be an ordinary work because somebody is working with us and that's Jesus. And when Jesus works with us, our work becomes eternal on the earth. They are not easily erased because he's working with us. His own work can't be erased. I can't do a work that will fizzle out. Why? He's working with me. When you understand this, it becomes your thoughts. Now, I heard the Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. And that translation says, when it is convenient and when it is not. Whether there's coronavirus or not, you have one goal, one assignment, one duty is to give the gospel out. Corona or no corona. We must. Where are the students? They are not in the schools, but they are in their houses. Where are they? They are everywhere, scattered everywhere. What must we do? Harm ourselves, I must work. Because the time will come when no man shall work. Did you hear? There is a time for your work. The potency of timely work. There is a time for my work. Okay. You see, you and I now, jumping everywhere. I remember the last time people were talking about reaching more villages and then we were making jest of that brother that he will carry gen, he will carry something on bike and all that. A time is coming, this brother will be old. I will be old. If they ask him to come and carry gen, that time he won't carry gen. He will be a big man now that has family. I said, no. Other young men should do it. I've done it in the past. There is a time for our work. And one of the things Jesus wept about in the Bible is not understanding time. He wept over Joseph because they did not understand the time of their visitation. When we refuse to understand the potency of this time, look at rules, laws, principles entering the secondary schools. Look at the way the devil seems to be rushing. Do you know how many things ought to gain advancement that coronavirus came to stop? Are you following this? So that means the days are evil. And they say, redeem the time. One of the ways to redeem the time is to work hard. Is to work with all your might. Is to work with all your strength. Is to write when you need to write. Is to pray when you need to pray. Is to fast when you need to fast. Is to get the names of students as disciples, pray on them and release words on them. He's serious. Hey, brother, where are you going? I'm going to work. Maybe people have asked and say, "Kill it," and she know. Maybe somebody have asked you. You know, she go jello watch it. But yeah, where she mad jam? Take on preach a hey, walk. You remember brother Nehemiah? They said he should run away. He said, "I'm doing a noble work. How can a man like me run away? I'm doing a noble work. I'm doing a meaningful work." We then, working together with God, basic Bible English, make our request to you not to take the grace of God to no purpose. We are working. Now, look at brothers like this. They came and they started making statements that are so strong. Imagine how powerful God is, how high God is, creator of heaven and earth, and a brother came and said, "We are working with God." That is serious. That's serious, sir. A brother came and just said, "We working together with God." Ah, blasphemy, sir. If not, have people say that, they don't know it's religious belief. You've not heard that. It's a fallacy from hell that has made you many to sit in idleness. Churches are saying, "Kill your fellowship." Go to a background in your lake, killing your lake. They went forth. You know, if they don't believe you can be saved, they won't go forth. You see, as you see my life like this, only when God says it's time for my life to grow up, that's when to go up. As Brother Jabez, when he was tired of the situation, what did he do? Did he pray, "Oh Lord, I don't even know your plan, but do what you like"? Is that what is in your Bible? What was his prayer? "That thou mayest enlarge my coast." He said what he wanted. And then what happened? His situation changed. Everything will go normally until you rise to change it. This is the truth. And there arose Deborah, a mother in Israel. She rose up and said, "This thing can continue." I found that now. We had a meeting that led to student revival in Ekiti State University. And I remember that I was sitting in a missions conference and the Lord said, "Hold me a meeting." Serious. That's it. He revealed his mind. We got to work. Now, God never told us do that, do that, do that. Because he has given us the brain to think and to ask questions from him. Holy Spirit, this is what we are doing. You see, I was shocked. To see God. Once we took steps like this, we saw God took his own several steps. We saw people. Where did they come from? Don't worry about that. You keep taking your own little steps. Walking with God. I found out that your steps are the initial act for God to walk. We call it, I'm shocked that the Bible also didn't say act of the Holy Spirit, but act of the apostles. If you want to look at that Bible very well, what should they have said? It should be act of the Holy Spirit or act of God. That's what they should have named that Bible now. But they say what? Acts of the apostles. I was shocked. You know, the way we do our own antebaya. You know, we say, oh God, should we go? Thinking that we are David. Should we go, Lord? We are still praying 7 days. Oh Lord, we are just asking. Maybe we should go. What is the command of scripture? Go into all the world. And they went everywhere. Do you know, go and read that to the apostle again. Paul was always going. Unless the Spirit say, don't go to that place. See, are we following? Yes. May God reorientate us. You know, Paul always go. It will be the only Spirit that said, no, don't go to Asia now. Turn this way. Not, oh Lord, should we go there? We had a lot of things about that land. Lord, should we go there? May God change our understanding. Amen. I said, may God change our understanding. Amen. From some friends were asking and they raised some questions about the issue of evangelism. And I said, it's either we are joking or Jesus is joking. Somebody is joking. Sure, it cannot be Jesus. It has to be me who is not serious. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. Is that not so? Yes. What does all power mean? Eh? My sister. Kini Hall. Everything. Tomani, everything. Lati Kosibi, Ewolokume. If Jesus said this, that all power, which power is left with any demon in any village? Eh? These are the people looking at me. I said, yes. He said that Jesus is lying or I'm the one joking. He can't lie. If he said all power is given on me in heaven and earth, he now said the next thing, go ye therefore. That means based on the fact that I have all power, you go there and declare my authority. I found out. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I found out. God helped me to raise brothers, some brothers and then in the Lord. And I found out that one day, these brothers, they just came back and they told me that yeah, maybe they some friends went to a place, they commanded a madman to be healed, they come. Ah. I now said to myself, need I even raise them? What happened, Lord? I began to say, Lord, what happened, Lord? So I began to see that how come these brothers were more. Do you know what I found out? I was begging the Lord to come and act. They will go to a place and say, and they don't know scripture, so like I know. But they seem to understand that. If you say we are believers, and you say Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary, and then he has taken up. So you, the spirit, come out of, and the things began to happen. And me, senior brother, I was still humble. You know, like, Lua teba feke demon in law. E so fun mi Oluwa ka le mo. Ko ma ko lo gbadura fun demon to un for sure. Hallelujah. Amen. See, I decide that from today, I will always take the Bible the way it is. I won't add to it. I won't remove. I won't put my mind. Once I see it there, all power, matuso, all power is all power. Pastor Debo said that I cast demon out. He said he just told that demon, leave. And the people were still doing like this. And he walked away. And he said, sir, you are going to say, say, but it's not manifesting. Pastor Debo said, he told them that, did you read in your Bible that when you cast out demons, you wait for it to manifest? All he said was that I should cast out demons. I just cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it manifests or it does not manifest, that demon is out. The people now look. He said he walked away. Should I be the one waiting for a demon to entertain me? No. Don't wait for. If he displayed, fine. The one we saw Jesus Christ, they cast them out, the thing displayed. That is not to say every demon in the Bible displayed. Go and read your Bible. We're just casting out the, they just say, and he cast out demons. Other ones, they focus on it. Amen. 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 You see, and I saw there is another brother that I read, and you see, it touched me because I felt that I've been ignorant a little while. Because I must walk. Do you know that sincerely I will see some students that are really functioning under demonic works? I said, this is demon. What is my duty? Is that what it says you do? Is that my work description? My work description is to tell that child, now I'm going to pray for you and that demon is going to leave you. Not I pray, but it will leave you because it's not in my name. And I won't wait for it to say, when I say it has left, it has left. You see, I began to see that. Look at the way Brother Paul and the rest of the apostles, see the way they did their work. As we close, I want you to please refresh your understanding. God brought us together because there is a work. This generation depends on this that we are doing here. God did not bring your child because he just wants to bring something. No, it's a noble work that we are doing. Generations depend on it. And it's high time you put value, I put value to my work. I say, this work is God's work. If I don't work, God is limited. Some say, God is limited. Yes. If you've not read in the Bible, they limited the Holy One of Israel. And Jesus could do no sign there because of their unbelief. You could limit God by your idleness and unbelief. Hey, where am I? What can I even do? Me like this? Do I even know anything? They say, go and walk. Even your little thing will do something. Lepers, they decided to go into the city and say, if we stay outside, we will die. If we go inside, we will die. Let's go and die. And God began to walk with them. God began to walk with them. Please let us understand that sometimes you can walk too late. There is a kind of work you can do that will be late. When the Lord led our brother, I believe Philip, to go and meet the eunuch of Ethiopia, he was on a chariot. You understand? Do you know that? Go and read your Bible. The Bible says, and Philip ran towards the chariot. When I saw that, the Spirit of God said, you see, a man who understands his work runs with it. And Philip ran. This thing is urgent. Because if you don't run now, when that chariot changes speed, you may name it up. You see, some of these students, you see that they are around like this. If we don't run now, they will soon operate at a speed we can't meet up with them again. Deliver one. Yeah, uncle, what you want to buy? It is now, you see, and I remember Brabule was saying something. He said, people of the world seem to be persistent with their own. How many times do you think TV, whatever, advertise something? If they want us to really buy it, how? After 5 minutes, they keep saying it for you to be glued to it. It is we that says, Akukun suffering. Oh, kubo, lansha anwe. No. How do we also say our own? How do we say our own? This gospel? Repeatedly. We must cover everywhere with the gospel. Repeatedly. But we talked about persistence. Somebody said, please, I don't have time. Go there again. You have preached and this person still stop. Go there again. I found out that persistence wearies defense. Persistence wearies defense. Luke chapter 18. You remember Luke chapter 18? There was an unjust king and a woman who will persist until you give me what I want. I'm not going to stop. What did the Bible says? Can you read it for me? Luke chapter 18.
A parable.
He spake a parable. This is from the mouth of our master and the Lord Jesus Christ.
To this end. That men ought always to pray and not to
faint. Yes. Go on. Yes.
There was in a city.
Sit down, mommy, please sit down. In a city, a certain woman, a certain judge.
Which feared God, not God.
Which feared not God, bro. John, please help me with time. Yes.
And there was a widow in that city.
Uh-huh.
And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he could not for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards.
Oh, hallelujah. Who is that judge? Wicked, unjust. And he will not answer for a what? For a while. Yes, ma'am.
But afterwards.
Afterward. Yes.
He said within himself. I don't fear God. I don't regard God.
Yes?
Yet because this widow troubles me.
This widow troubles me. Yes?
I will avenge her.
Uh-huh.
Lest by her continual coming.
Lest by what?
Continual coming.
She what?
She weary me.
Persistence wearies defense. That's why, imagine, when you less by a continual, you see, some stubborn, arrogant student, we must weary them by our continual coming. We must weary them, yes sir, by our continual coming. I remember a cultist, notorious cultist, who is now a powerful preacher, I don't know, maybe Lagos or Osun. Was sharing one of our brother Maxwell, and they came in contact and he told Brother Maxwell, he said, you know how I became born again? I'm a notorious cultist. I'm a cultist. I've done all kinds of things. He said, but I got saved because a brother will not let me be. And I think then he was number two of the campus. Killing people, waste people, He has ganged up with his thing to do unimaginable. He said, but there's a Christian brother. He knows I'm a cultist. He said, and that one thing is that that brother never preached. That brother will just come. Have you eaten? And the brother will cook food and bring it. He said he did that continually. And he kept, you know, when you talk and you talk around Christ, but you're not saying, repent of your sin. You know, we are too quick to talk than to show the life of Christ. The person want to preach is a person, not a topic. Christ is not a topic. His works are not topics. It's a life. It's a message. It's a person. Until you are a carrier of that life, you cannot carry the potency of the message. The power of the message can be seen. The life must be there. He said, this brother always, Baoni, how are you? How are you today? Come and visit. He did that. You know, one day, look at that. I'm going to say, he said within himself. You see, within himself means that he didn't say it publicly. It wasn't like, don't you see this woman? It was that there's something persistence does. It scatters everybody's internal peace. Why is this person? What is it? Let me just read that. This brother now is a mighty preacher of the gospel, helping to bring other cultists, other people to Christ. By what? Not a Jew's message. Not Ryambunki's message. Not a hell and heaven message. The persistence of a brother. But I'm going to close. I want you to ask for grace to weary the devil and his works by your persistence. You see, you know what I'm trusting God to do with me? That by my persistence, I will weary and destroy every blocks and walls of Lucifer with people around me. I will persist with my love, with my truth, with my life. Such that everything the devil raised in them will fall flat. Hallelujah. The potency of timely work. You must understand there is a time. Hey, look at this, all our beautiful sisters. You see now, we can ask you, go here. Go there. If you ask Mamina and this my wife, they know the difference. When you get married now, God lack you with twins. Amen. That is that you can hear. Hallelujah. Amen. If God just knock you with babies, you will understand that. You want to pray, but somebody say, Mommy, come and see. I'm doing quiet time. Sometimes if I don't wake up in time before my daughter wakes up. That quiet time, sometimes, if my wife will not, you know, monitor her, she will just open the door, Daddy! And then you see, you can't concentrate again. There's a time for work. There's a time to work. Even salvation is not free. You see, we have too much talk on grace and we have abused grace. All these people talking about once saved, forever saved, it's rubbish. It's from the pit of hell. Do you know Jesus Christ did not, like I said humorously, on the cross of Calvary, it was serious work. Salvation was work. Eh? Did you see him on the cross saying, hello, hello, lama sabachthani? Is that what he said? Hello! He cried with a loud voice. It's not his work. No, hello, hello. No, he wasn't speaking Greek. He cried. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying and he was sweating, that the sweat was thick like blood. Why? Salvation is serious work on our master. So you now want to receive that salvation and pocket around. No. You see, we've missed it. He came through work. It will be sustained through work. Not works of the flesh. This is our problem. Anytime people talk about work, you think work is limited to self. There is the works as a result of the Spirit. That's why one of the gifts of the Spirit is called walking of miracles. You have to walk it. You don't wait for it. It's a gift that must be. You must walk the miracle for it to work. How? By the Spirit of God, you will take actions of faith and tell the layman to stand up. If you just sit and say, let's assume you will stand up. No. Walking of miracles. It's important. Salvation is work. The only way the gospel will cover the earth is through that urgency of work. Did you see Paul said that woe unto me if I will? That's a man under that me ni wasu oluwa. Are you bad on your head sometimes? that the grace of God will not be taken in vain.